Alright, so after formatting my computer, the third thing I installed after Google Chrome and Audacity was Skype. We all know what Skype is. So after I installed it, I made my new account. That's the same name as my AudioBoo account. I've had an account on Skype since 2005, but it's just my old username. I never use that username anymore, so I just figured I'd make a new account. I haven't installed Skype on Windows 7 ever. This is my first time doing it. So, installed it, everything fine. And keep in mind, this is after I formatted, alright? This is literally, I did this about 10 minutes ago. Everything's working fine for about 10 minutes. And guess what? Another blue screen of death. And I was pretty shocked. I looked at my D drive just to make sure I didn't have any applications at all. And sure enough, I didn't. Literally the only thing on my D drive is music. My D drive is my music drive. That's where I keep all my music. So maybe I just thought maybe it was some like Windows updater going and I launched too many things, something like that. So I looked, restarted, nothing, literally nothing was running. The only thing I even have on my desktop right now is Audacity and Skype and the recycling bin, which I'm going to take off because I never use it. Anyway, so tried again and crashes again. And at this point, I'm pretty pissed off. I'm still pissed off. But, so I look it up on Google after the computer launches back up. Literally, when you look up Windows 7 Skype BSOD, I stopped at page 15. Alright. Link after link after link of people complaining about this. And has Skype issued anything about it? Not that I can tell. People are posting on the official Skype forums. Are they replying? No, it's just more and more people saying, happening to me too. Now, from what I can see, it's about 70% of people are experiencing this problem on Dells. I'm not sure, that's probably just a lot, because a lot of people own Dells. I have a custom-made PC, and it happens on me, crashed my computer. I'm not even pissed off that I can't use Skype. I mean, I use Skype on and off. I wanted to use it just because I had some clan things going on from some games. I wanted to start doing some podcasts and stuff like that, but now I can't. The thing I'm pissed off about is the fact I goddamn formatted my computer. Now, before anyone's like, oh, would you expect Skype, something you've been using since 2005? Which reminds me, I was using Skype on Windows Vista 64-bit before any SP packs came out. If you don't know about Windows Vista 64-bit before any updates came out, nothing worked. I mean, it was like every driver you tried, it wouldn't work. I don't know what 64-bit Vista is now, but I tossed that shit. I went back to XP. So I formatted all my stuff, and then I found out it's Skype. Like, how am I supposed to know that? Like, there's no possible way anyone would know that. Some people are saying you should have looked on with Google, but yeah, but like, when something happens like that, you don't even expect a program that you've been using since 2005 to do that. How can they mess up from going to one of the worst operating systems, driver-wise and codec-wise, to Windows 7, which is really stable, and now it doesn't work? That blows my mind. I'm pissed off. I mean, I have to reinstall all my crap again. I have to reinstall all my games. I had a racing simulator, R-Factor, and the whole game, since mods and stuff, was 120 gigs. I gotta download all that crap again. I sacrificed that because I didn't want any more blue screens, and I found out it's Skype. I sent them an email. They're never gonna reply, or if they reply, it's gonna be one of those Autobot messages like, we are working on the issue, or we cannot find what you're talking about, or some crap like that. And to think I was ready to buy a Skype-ready webcam, or what is it, the Everybody, or Everyman webcam, or something like that. I'm never going to use Skype again. If any of my friends try to use it, I'm going to tell them, you're going to blue screen your computer. If you have Windows 7, 64-bit, don't get Skype.